With large gatherings still not allowed because of COVID-19, Allerton Park and Retreat Center and WIOL Classical are teaming up to bring listeners a virtual concert experience this weekend. The Summer Solstice Concert Cruise will feature Champaign native Victor Krause and his band, with a performance specifically recorded with Allerton in mind. You can hear it tomorrow at 7 p.m. on WIOL FM 90.9 or through a live stream at our website. I spoke with Victor Krause about this virtual concert and how it came about.
The people at Allerton, namely Derek Peterson and Ashley Sims, had contacted me when the season was essentially canceled, and was trying to figure out a way that they could do some kind of virtual concert, either at our house or something, to make it feel like the concert series was still happening. And I thought it was a terrific idea, and we thought of different ways of, you know, and this was kind of early in the stages of quarantine, and I thought, well, maybe we could do something that is socially acceptable and kind of follows what the guidelines are. And I thought, well, we could maybe do this outside, which would also offer some of the same sounds that we would be doing it if we were actually performing at the barn. And we looked for a number of locations here in Nashville, you know, like some of the public parks, and we were kind of faced with some of the same obstacles of, you know, what's socially appropriate, and we're still in stage two of quarantine, and the park systems didn't want to have a crowd starting, and so I thought, well, we could do it at my parents' farm, and so we actually ended up playing out there and standing the appropriate amount of space between each other, and wearing masks. Yeah, and we filmed it. We didn't film. We recorded it about 2 weeks ago, and had a chance to kind of put it all together. And I'm thrilled to have it be part of it as a listening experience.
And you know, for those who haven't heard you play recently, what kind of music can they expect to hear on Saturday?
You know, that's always a interesting question on how to answer that. I mean, it's labeled as jazz because it's instrumental music and there's a degree of improvisation. But I mean, a lot of the time I kind of describe it as almost like film music without a storyline, or a soundtrack without a movie. And so there's nods to film music and jazz, as well as there's a rock element as well. And I guess that's probably a way to describe it that way.
The setting, kind of the idea behind the concert, is that people can tune in on their radio this Saturday, kind of as they're driving around Allerton. And I'm curious if you kind of knew that plan going in, and if you did, just did you try and program your performance to kind of set the mood for folks kind of cruising around Allerton while they listen?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was to the point where, like, I really thought, you know, other than it being appropriate to be outside, I kind of wanted it to keep it that way. You know, I mean, we could have gone into to a building somewhere and stood the appropriate distance away from each other. But I really thought, wouldn't it be nice if people are driving out there that they have the some of the same sounds of nature done on this recording. So, I mean, the broadcast, I mean, you'll hear lots of birds. In fact, there's at one moment that we're kind of contending with a rooster in the background, and you know, and there's certain points where there were gusts of wind, and you know, so I think it really does. I mean, just because that's how we recorded it, it's really going to feel like that you're going to be there, and I really kind of stood by the idea of being outside, even though I think it was a really hot day that day. I think it was we were in the mid 90s by the time we were finishing.
Nothing like the great outdoors, huh?
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you too, Victor,
I think the coronavirus pandemic, in the conversations I've had with artists and, you know, and folks who make their living through music, other forms of art that really do rely on audiences, you know, to make a living, I think this pandemic has been as hard on them as it has been on anybody. I'm curious how all of this has affected you this year.
Well, yeah, it's affected me a lot. You know, usually, you know, in about 2 weeks from now, I would have been going on tour with Lyle Lovett for about 2 months, and there was stuff planned earlier that that everything kind of just got wiped out, and management isn't even talking about the possibility of touring until 2021. And so that, you know, that's a big chunk of what we earn throughout the year. And you know, and I think of all the people that are in similar professions that require an audience. And so, I mean, there's a lot of creativity going on in terms of, you know, and a great example is this show that we're doing. But but you know, the people that distribute musical gear and promoters and venues, and it really is a huge amount of people that rely on the music business being what it is, or fruitful, and you know, just in over the years also just being live music really is kind of the final frontier of where musicians make money, because of, you know, what streaming revenues have done, and just record sales, just the business model itself is so much smaller than it was even 5 years ago. So really it's going to be an interesting year. Yeah, definitely. And studios are starting to open again here in Nashville. So that's kind of a slow move back in the right direction, but really the touring is going to be hard on a lot of people.
That's bassist Victor Kraus, a Champaign native, discussing the Summer Solstice Concert Cruise, which you can hear tomorrow at 7 p.m. on WIOL FM 90.9. And this is Kraus's song Dude Man from his 2005 solo album. You can find more information at will.illinois.edu.